Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hola. Is it how you say it in Spanish?
Bonjour.
Hola. I don't know, but it is Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. My annoying voice you're used to. That's Joe. The voice you hear is sweet. Sounds like an angel. Mackenzie hanging out with us. Thank you. We got producer Pork Chop, Liv the Web Girl, a little under the weather. I think it's because she didn't want to do her Daradice punishment, which is coming up in about 10 minutes. We'll find out about that. So we hope she feels better. And our technical producer, Lenny Bree, hanging out with us today, holding things down for us in Houston, in H-Town. Somebody here on the show was able to finally check something off of their list. I will let that person at this time step forward and speak their truth.
Wait, when you say their list, do you mean like their celebrity, like, you know, list?
Oh, well, I don't know. Maybe that's what it is. What? I don't know. That'd be really interesting. All right, somebody speak up. What's the deal?
It's a to-do list. Not as exciting as that list.
Oh,
but
it's a different to-do list. Okay, Mackenzie, what is it?
A different to-do list. Do you guys make to-do lists?
Yes.
I do. I never actually do them, but the only thing I do is I do my to-do list.
Huh. Oh, okay. So you actually make the list. You don't do the acts.
Yeah,
things you
but
have
I feel
do.
Like I accomplished something by making the list.
I do. I write down everything so I don't forget, like things I have to do. But I finally did something that has been on my list for legit, I want to say 6 months.
6 months?
You know, because you have your priorities like that you have to do, and then you have things that you need to do, but like at some point.
Am I allowed to guess?
Yes.
It has nothing to do with any sort of hygiene, does it?
No.
Okay, thank God, because 6 months, that'd be like a long time.
I finally changed my sheets.
Anything to do with your kid?
No.
Okay, whew, then we're in the clear.
Is it like a hobby?
No.
Okay, is it like... Oh, I'm running out of
tell
ideas.
Us!
Yeah, okay. I don't know. You're gonna have to tell us.
Well, it's so stupid, but I have had all of these magazine subscriptions forever. And then I kept getting billed. I didn't know how to make them quit. I've been charged and charged.
Auto
and charged.
Renew me, baby.
Right. And I finally took the time, went to the websites, made the calls, and finally canceled all my magazine subscriptions. Try to be responsible financially.
There's a new app that does that. And the app is like, hey, we'll tell you what subscriptions that you're paying for that you don't know about, and we'll cancel all the subscriptions.
And we'll
for
charge you.
You
money for it with all the money you were paying.
They make it so hard, so I canceled it online, and then they're like, but this is through a third-party vendor, so it may not have actually happened. So you have to go through hoops just to cancel, and then they try to trick you, right?
And like, guilt trip you.
Or they try to say, oh, we'll just keep sending them, and maybe, you know, at a cheaper rate. Like, no. But I finally put the kibosh on them. I mean, I liked them,
all
but
right.
Who needs them?
There we go. 833-563-2539. Why not do a little humble brag, a little appreciation for yourself. Give yourself a little pat on the back if you can't reach. We'll get it for you. 833-563-2539. What have you had on your to-do list that you finally checked off? Or maybe you had something in the past like, dude, it was on my list for 3 years and I finally checked that stupid thing off.
Even the most mundane thing, like fixing something.
It feels so good when it's done.
Or, I mean, even funnier, something that's been on your list for that long that you still haven't done because...
Oh, why? Do you have something, Pork Chop?
Oh, God. I just pulled up my like little to-do list thing. There's something on here from 3 years ago. Actually, the second one is from you and me, Mackenzie, when we worked together in Portland.
Something to do?
I remember asking you, like, yeah, I was like, Mackenzie, your teeth are so white.
How do you brush them?
And I said, I want my teeth to be the same way. Literally wrote down how you did. You told me Zoom and Night Bright teeth. And I haven't
been on there for 3 years.
3 years, and I haven't done it yet. Actually, the number one is movies that I've wanted to see. I don't even know when these movies came out. Prisoners, Ticket, No Escape, and Straight Outta Compton.
You still haven't seen Straight Outta Compton?
No.
I wonder who has the longest running thing on your to-do list. Like 3 years, that's pretty substantial.
Wow.
I'm so sad.
I've got one that's been on my list for about 33 years.
33 years?
Yeah, it's how old I am. It's lose weight. I'm working on that one.
Give him the bless your heart.
Bless your heart, Joe.
I know it'll come through.
You're making strides.
833-563-2539. No, one thing that's been on our list, not super long, but it's like so nice. We bought this mattress at a place that sells mattresses. Had a problem with it, but it was okay. But then they sent us an extra one. Instead of giving us our money back, they gave us a whole other mattress. So this thing's been sitting in our living room because it's so big, all rolled up for like 6 months. We finally sold the damn thing.
Yes!
I'm like, yes!
Check that
Doesn't
thing
that
off.
Feel so great.
It is. It was an awkward experience selling your mattress to a random stranger, Mackenzie. Just throwing it out there.
Enjoy.
Things can get weird. If you've got something that you have finally checked off of that stupid list, or maybe it's still there.
We want to know.
Yeah, 833-563-2539. I'm just picturing Porkchop tonight whitening his teeth and watching Boys in the Hood.